You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Earlier, Riggins was talking about Tech D Rob being back on the sauce. Sauce being the energy drinks. Because Riggins will describe somebody who's being hyper or who's all excitable and everything, says they're shot out of a cannon. So he said Rob was shot out of a cannon today. And that's because you didn't get any sleep, Rob. You had to resort to the energy drink today.
Yeah, I didn't sleep very well.
And why?
I don't.
It was because you were obsessed with a video game or something?
Oh, I stayed up later than I intended to, yeah. But then I just didn't sleep when I got into bed. So.
Yeah, because you sent me an email at 9:30 last night. I was like, what is going on?
I didn't fall asleep until after 10:30, so.
Mm-hmm. But why are you quitting energy drinks? Because they're not. Well, I guess if you're not drinking the sugar-free ones or whatever, they would be more fattening if you're trying to lose weight and stuff, but. Is it because of that, or is it because of people saying that make your heart race and explode and all that?
Well, I have high blood pressure.
Yeah,
and you ain't supposed to do that with that. So,
you're not supposed to have caffeine if you got high blood pressure.
Not as much caffeine as an energy drink is going to give you.
Okay,
it's the other stuff is probably. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's bad. It's probably not great for you.
My father-in-law pronounces it pressure. Blood pressure.
You said that before. High blood pressure.
Yeah, it's Indiana, region of Indiana.
I got high blood pressure.
Right. Blood pressure medication.
That takes effort to say that.
So, what else did you have as a little pick me up this morning?
Oh, man, I don't remember now.
That you said you bought to eat.
Oh, it's a high protein Snickers bar.
That
boosts you up.
Yeah, I mean, it probably doesn't taste exactly like a Snickers. But
I bet it's closer than any other protein bar.
You might be right. I have to give it a try here in a minute.
How much fiber is in it? Can you read it and see? Because you may be busting ass all over.
It has 21% of your daily value. Yeah. It is 6 grams of fiber.
Okay.
All right. He's going to be a member of the Pooniverse.
Exactly. But I bet it tastes. You've never had one?
No, I just saw it today for the first time.
How many calories and carbs is in it?
Hold on a second. Calories is 240.
Uh-huh.
And carbs is 19 grams, 7% of your daily value.
And how many protein?
Oh, it says it on the front here. 20 grams of protein.
Okay. That's not so bad. I mean, if you're, used to eating donuts and stuff, and you eat that, that's pretty good.
It's got some calcium, it's got iron, potassium.
Yeah, I never pay attention to all that stuff.
It's like I'm eating some bananas as well, where I get all the potassium.
Yeah. It's basically a banana.
Exactly. but that's good. So you just had one energy drink?
Yeah, I bought two.
Yeah. Because
they were 2 for $5, but I'm on my first one.
Okay, so you're going to drink the other one?
Not today. I've never done
one. So now here we go. You done stretched your energy drink days into two.
Well,
instead of just going one energy drink because you didn't sleep well, now you got, I have to drink this one because I bought it.
2 weeks ago when I stopped before, I had done the same thing like a week before. So I had one a week 3 weeks ago, and then the next one was 2 weeks ago. So
But now, you know, it's kind of like somebody who is trying to get off the drugs, having a bag of heroin just off in the corner waiting on them.
Yeah, I know. I bought two of them the 3 weeks ago, but then the other one was staring at me a week later.
Yeah.
I don't snort coke anymore. But I'm going to put this, I'm hidden this one in the closet.
I know where to get it.
In case something goes wrong.
I spent my hard-earned money on it, and I know where it is.
I'm not getting rid of that son of a bitch.
Because, you know, some people would say that helps in the weight loss program, is to get your heart rate going all the time, raises your metabolism.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of weight loss supplements that are loaded with caffeine and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think caffeine is goodness.
Well, yeah. I feel like I got to get my health in check before I start saying the benefits of caffeine.
Nah. Start smoking, drinking coffee, doing caffeine. That's how you get thin.
Mm-hmm. We had a friend who's no longer with us on this earth, lost a lot of weight, like a lifetime of being fat. He lost in just a few months from doing cocaine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He also lost a shoe size. We've told y'all that before.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And ultimately lost his life.
Was it?
It wasn't cocaine related. Okay. I mean,
it was like
40 years later, but whatever. So wait, still, he died.
Cocaine's good for you then?
He did cocaine and he died. So there you have it.
Correlation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I think, you know, if you can lose weight, but I would start smoking again if I knew it was going to make me lose weight.
Smoking cigarettes again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be all about it.
Well, if it doesn't that speed up your heart rate?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. But I think I was already getting fat while I was smoking cigarettes, so I think I just reached the peak of whatever it was going to do for me. I got all the health benefits out of cigarettes that I could get.
You got them early on, and now it's like too late.
You don't want to be fat and smoking cigarettes. That's not a good look.
Yeah, you got to get rid of one of the habits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something, Ace, you should always be, and I know you are, proud to say that you never did that dumb shit, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I bought a pack of cigarettes one time in college, like just to try it, and I smoked about half of a cigarette and thought, this sucks. I do not like this. I mean, as cool as it looks,
and it does look like cool. This.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't look cool on everybody. I mean, it's just like anything else. You got to know how to do it to look cool.
Yeah. I didn't. And
nobody's ever looked cool as an eyewitness on the news smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. And the first time you smoked, I don't think you ever looked cool. I don't know what I looked like, but I'm pretty sure it probably wasn't cool the first time I was smoking a cigarette at the age of whatever I was, 18, 19 years old, something like that. It was, but again, I got about halfway through and was like, my dad smoked these things for years. What is. This is weird. This tastes terrible. Yeah.
As long as when you were done, you flicked it with your middle finger off your thumb, you're cool.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I'm pretty sure I didn't do that.
Oh, there you go. That's why.
So, Ace, do you still smoke a lot of cigars?
Yeah, I've been smoking a lot lately, and I need to slow down.
Why?
Too much. It's just, I don't know. It just seems like something I should not be doing as much of. Because I had to stop smoking for a long time because I had my life insurance thing coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And then that checked out okay. Everything was great with that. Mm-hmm. I got through. They gave me whatever they call it, the premier rate. They're like, you're super healthy for your age. That's awesome. And I was like, super. And like the next day, I've been smoking like a freight train ever since. So, but I've been going and buying the super cheap for like $24. You can get five or six. Mm-hmm. There'll be a good one in there. There'll be a couple that not so good.
Oh, you mean like the mixed batch?
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting. I don't know. Maybe one of them you've heard of. The others are real cheap, like $4 or whatever. And it's fine. It's just, you know, sometimes you get one that tastes like raspberry.
So you smoke one every day?
The past 5 days I have, yes. I have one left.
I mean, I used to smoke a lot of cigars. I was all into it. I was, you know, getting Cigar Aficionado magazine, and I was comparing the ratings, and I'd be pissed because the top ratings would all be Cuban cigars that I couldn't get, and I studied up on it. And I mean, I really enjoyed all of that stuff. But now I look back with regret that I never got to experience the joy of a raspberry cigar.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
Sometimes it's cool. You get one that tastes like raspberry.
It's
like,
a variety pack. You're like, well, I don't know what that is. But,
this is exotic.
Yeah, that's got kind of a raspberry flavor to it. I don't know.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
me either. Those are 100% for weed.
But you know, they've got a little.
Oh, really? So you're supposed to cut the wrapper off of that and use smoke.
I've never seen a fruit flavored cigar that wasn't a weed.
Well, you go in and you when you're in the humidor, as you go to walk out the humidor at this place, they have a little stand right there. They've got them in packs.
They're loosies, but
they're like Ziploc, little Ziploc bags. And I just thought, you know what? Let me just try these. And you look and go, oh, there's a Romeo Julieta in there. There's a Fuente. Mm. There's one that I recognize. It's going to be good, and it's good. And then the others, crapshoot. Don't recognize the names. Don't recognize the rappers. You're just taking a chance. Maybe they're good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're like, you know what? That's not going to get through this one. I'm just going to thump that one out. Ugh.
If I ever fire up a cigar and it tastes like raspberry, I'm going to know I'm in the wrong place.
I miss the days of being able to go in and buy a box of something that I really liked. Like, you know, spending $200 on a box of cigars, knowing they would last me for a long time. But like, man, now I got a humidor full at my house. I thought that was pretty sweet. Yeah. I got a humidor with like one $2.50 cigars.
you got a wrapper because
my broke ass.
Damn pouch of backwoods smokes.
but I still put the pouch in the humidor. But the humidor doesn't even sit out because I never use it. So I'm sure I know it's not set right or whatever. It's like, screw it. Who cares? I can't afford this anyway. I shouldn't be doing it because I can't afford it. I'm about to sell my car and start riding that 10-speed around everywhere. That's
sick.
You know that sometimes when you smoke a cigar, you get like a little bit of a sore throat from it.
Yeah.
They say if you drink pickle juice, whether it's that kind of sore throat or any kind of sore throat, that pickle juice helps soothe the sore throat.
I've never heard that before. Yeah. Hmm. I've not heard that.
Or eat a pickle, but mainly just drink the juice. Hmm. You know, I save different types of pickle juice.
Yeah, you said that before.
But I mean, I strain it, and I mean, I go through the like those Grillo pickles, Riggins, that you told me about. They're so good; they're the best. But I strain all of that dill and all the stuff out of the juice that it's floating in after I'm through with it, and then I just have a pure little thing of pickle juice that I can just sip on. And then I also have the, you know, pickle juice from hamburger deals, chips from, you know, different ones, and it's mainly taking up room in the refrigerator. But I drink it. I drink it all the time.
I'm sure Jody's thrilled about that, having a variety of pickle juices.
But again, there are times you just come in and think, I just look at a little something. Let me get a shot of that pickle juice real quick. Mm-hmm. Just drink that.
Yeah, and I put a little bit of that Grillo pickle juice in a Bloody Mary, too.
Well, I bet that's good.
My mouth will water. Because y'all know I'll tear up a pickle. A bunch of pickles.
We did.
Yeah, you know, I had to do that the other day.
Bloody Mary
Monday. I had to bring Bloody Marys in here for when my friend Glenn was on the podcast with me because he was so nervous coming in. I said, I got to do something. So I made up some Bloody Marys.
Calm him down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. May have been a little too spicy for him, though, but it calmed him. Or I could have just given him the bottle of vodka. Just sipped on that. It'd been the same thing. But the point is that pickle juice is a magic potion to cure what ails you. You know, a lot of people can't even sip on it.
But it
they
stops.
Eat pickles, but they won't drink the juice.
But it stops cramps immediately.
Yeah, you never had pickle juice?
Never just drank it and then taken a shot. Is it gnarly?
It's really good. But for leg cramps and stuff like that, as soon as you drink it, and then you drink water behind it, because cramps are caused by dehydration. I wonder if you could drink pickle juice if you've been on that norovirus. You know, they say that norovirus is going around so bad that people are throwing up for days and stuff.
Ugh.
And keep yourself hydrated. I wonder if they recommend pickle juice, if you'd be able to hold it down. I bet they would.
Yeah.
I'm going to start selling it.
Is it real salty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anybody drinking sweet pickle juice, though. Mm. I wouldn't hit a dog in the ass with a sweet pickle. Y'all know that.
No.
Gross. But I learned how to make pickles the other day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like fast ones, not where you got to put them up all season and everything.
You made pickles?
I learned how to make them. I'm going to.
Really?
Yeah. I never really get to practice my art anymore.
Which is pickling?
You're cooking. Doing like trying out things and all that.
We were somewhere the other day and they had pickled green beans.
Yeah.
And they were pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like good.
That. Yeah, like that little tiny corn.
Yeah.
They're little, that they little, have
little,
at the...
little bit of pieces of green bean. They were good.
What's that? What is the place with the salad bar that's so good?
Ruby Tuesday?
Ruby Tuesday, yeah.
I was going Golden Corral on that one, sorry.
And the buffet.
Yeah.
Which one's buffet, he thinks.
Yeah, which one's...
the bar, I thought we were talking about buffet.
Which one's usually in the safer area, the Golden Corral or the Ruby Tuesday?
Ruby Tuesday.
I would think Ruby Tuesday. You think? Because
the one I'm picturing was not.
Well...
No, you're not going
to find... The one down from the old radio station where we used to work. A couple of exits down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Adam, our manager, used to always want to go eat there.
Yeah, that's Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It's right next to the store that sells the raspberry cigars.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.